too often we don't respect the value of time. Therefore, we find ourselves with unobligated time. We find ourselves with undedicated time. Too often, we find ourselves with uncommitted time. Amen. We find ourselves, and the aim of our sermon is for us not to live unaccountably. We should not live unaccountable lives. We should be committed. And uncommitment is to not be committed to a cause or an activity. We should not be uncommitted to a cause or an activity. We find that people don't like to commit when it comes to marriage. People don't like to commit when it comes to ministry. People don't like to commit when it comes to that which is most important. And that's what we're talking about this morning, is being committed first and foremost to that which is most important. We all know the story of Cain and Abel. We find that the Bible tells us that Adam knew his wife Eve in verse number 1, and she conceived. That means Adam had intercourse with his wife Eve, and she got pregnant. And from that pregnancy came the second son born to Eve. The first son born to Eve, and that is Cain. Amen. The Bible, she says, I bear Cain, and she said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Amen. Eve recognized that life comes from the Lord. She didn't just say, Adam and I just had a child. She said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. The Lord has given me a child, and I got him from the Lord. Eve recognized that, and life comes from God. God gives life, and God takes it away. And it's important that we recognize that Eve knew that, and it's reflected in her statement. Verse 2, Bible tells us that Eve, she again bare her brother Abel. That means she got pregnant again. And now she has boy number 2, Abel. Abel. And we see two parents, we see two boys, and we see two occupations. In verse 2, it tells us that one was a shepherd and the other one was a farmer. Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the soil. And we find that, and it says, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering to the Lord, and Abel brought also. So there were two offerings. There were two parents, there were two occupations, there were two offsprings, and there were two offerings. And we find that one was a shepherd and one was a farmer. And we look at this, and what I want us to see before we go any further is the fact that God was committed. Abel was committed to the Lord, and Cain was not committed to the Lord. And this is important because It says in the process of time. Amen. We know that Cain brought an offering that was rejected. Abel brought an offering that was respected. But we find that Cain got upset about it. Amen. Cain was upset. God didn't accept his offering. Why didn't God accept his offering? Many people think that it was because he brought fruit and not blood. Amen. And Cain was a farmer, and he brought vegetables. And how many of y'all know you can't get blood out of a turnip? So many believe that they knew that blood was a requirement according to Hebrews 9:22, I believe it is. I didn't look that up. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. But there's no indication that this was a sin offering. Because in order to sin, there has to be a law. And so there was no law could be broken if you haven't sinned. So many believe that this just was an act of worship. Why did God accept Abel's and reject Cain's? Well, we find out simply that according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, that Abel's offering was an offering by faith. It says by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Cain represents works. Abel represents faith. Cain represents doing it the way I want it to do it, work salvation, and Abel represents what we have, a faith. It's a faith salvation. Abel had faith in what God had said. God said, and he just believed it. God said that but it was by faith, and he believed. And how many of y'all know faith cometh by hearing what God has said? Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Faith comes from hearing God's word. You have faith in what God says, not in what you think. There's a whole lot of people that really put a lot of faith in what they think. And they develop their own way to God. And Jude 11 tells us, as he talks about false prophets, when Jude wrote the other half-brother of Jesus besides James, he says, they have gone the way of Cain. It was not what he did, it's the way he did it. I'm not for sure that this is about a sin offering, although sin is mentioned in verse 7. I think that Cain brought fruit because he was a farmer, and Abel brought sheep because he was a shepherd. But I do know that blood was important, but I don't think this was a sin offering. I think they were just bringing their gifts to God. But it was the way he brought it. It was the attitude that he brought it to God. He brought it to God and expected God to accept it because that was what he wanted God to have. How many of y'all have gotten in trouble with people by giving them what you think you like? You ever got mad at somebody for not? You say, I know they're going to like this. And you take it to them and you give it to them. You can't make people like what you like. You need to find out what they like first and then give them something. Just because you excited about it don't mean the person you're giving it to going to be excited about it. I know you're going to like this. God said, no. As a matter of fact, I don't like this. Amen. I've gotten oftentimes excited and just gave my spouse something that I was excited about. She said, this don't do nothing for me. You better get to know the person and find out what they like. You cannot assume that somebody like what you like. You can't like stuff for other people. They have to like it themselves. Get to know people and give them what they like. Just because I like it don't mean Tracy likes it. So the truth of the matter is that we got to get to know people. And so Cain's way of doing things was God's going to accept it the way I want him to accept it. He's going to accept what I want him to accept. But God did not. And the Bible says he had respect for Abel's offering in verse 4, but he rejected Cain's offering in verse 5. Cain gets mad. Right. In verse 6, Cain gets mad, and Cain had a temper. Cain was he got upset easily. And God asked Cain two questions. He said, I got two objections for you, Cain. Number six, in verse 6, he said, number one, I want to know, why are you mad? And number two, I want to know, why is your countenance fallen? Amen. I want to know about your anger and your attitude, your anger and your appearance. I want to know, why are you mad? In verse 7, he says, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? If you do well, won't you be accepted? If you do it well, you didn't bring it the way God wanted it brought. What are you mad about? You ever had anybody mad? Amen. Over you because of something they did? Cain should have looked in the mirror, shouldn't he? You ever had people wouldn't look in the mirror? Because when people get rejected, they find somebody to get mad at, don't they? They got to take it out on somebody. They got to find somebody to blame. Kick the cat, kick the dog, do something. Be mad. Go home. Jump on somebody else. You mad at work and you came and jumped off on some. Get mad at the kids. I'm mad. I got to take it out on somebody. The fact of the matter is that God said the truth of the matter is you have another chance, Cain. If thou doest well, do you not understand that your offering will be accepted? It ain't over, Cain. You can still do it. You messed it up in verse 3, and you got another chance. If thou doest well, instead of him, and I'm going to get to the sermon. I know y'all want to go. Instead of him working on his offering that God had rejected, he go jump on his brother, his younger brother, Abel. In verse 8, we find out that they were out in the field, and what happened? Cain rose up against Abel and killed him. Cain had an anger problem. He killed his brother. God asked him about it. In verse 9, he said, in verse 8, where is thy brother? And he says, I know not. He lied, didn't he? In verse 9, he told a lie. He had committed murder, and he's a liar. Cain was a bad fella. He had an anger problem, and his anger leads to murder because when you get full of rage, you're going to express it. What's in the heart comes out on the face, and he began to show what was in his heart. It showed up in his appearance. And then you begin to take actions. You act out that anger. And if you're not careful, you'll kill somebody. He slew somebody. Cain got a problem. Maybe Cain needed anger management classes. But a lot of people, Cain, you must get control of yourself, Cain. Amen. You can't be so out of control, Cain. Cain, you done killed your brother. God asked you about him. You lied about it. Where is Abel? I don't know where Abel is. And you know that's a lie, Cain. Am I my brother's keeper? What he saying is, am I responsible for my brother? Of course you are. We are responsible for each other. You can't badmouth me, badmouth the church, badmouth the deacon, badmouth the choir, badmouth Lamar. And you, we are together. We are a family. Amen. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are concerned. Let me slow down. You ought to be concerned about their welfare. Well, Cain and killed his brother and lied about it. I don't know where he is. God knew what had happened. But the truth of the matter is, church, lest I hold you too long here, is that simply God is concerned about us. God is and he wants us to be concerned about one another. God wants us to be concerned about one another. Amen. You don't know where your brother is. Amen. When you think about time, what happened is he had not committed his time in the right way, the way God wanted him to. He committed his time, Cain did, to what he thought, to his way, to fulfill his purpose. Now, we need to understand about time. Time must be committed to the right things. If you're not careful, it'll slip away from you. When you think about time, you have to be careful. Time is something that you can enjoy. You can enjoy time. You can engage time. But you also need to recognize that time can bring about the end. Time can bring about the end. Uncommitted time. You can enjoy it. What did Cain do with his time? Because it says that in the process of time, you know, the Bible talks all the way through it. It came to pass, and it came to pass, and it came to pass. But it didn't just say here, it came to pass in verse number 3 that Cain brought in fruit. He says, in the process of time. In the process of time. Amen. In the process of time. We are not to live unaccountable lives. One version says, in the course of time. Another version says, as time went on. Another version says, after some time, in the process of time. What was Cain doing in the process of time? Cain was busy being Cain. Amen. Cain was busy being Cain. You see, time, you have to be careful how you spend time, because as time go by, it's being spent some kind of way. And let me rush on out here. The truth of the matter is that when you spend, you can spend time. And what Cain did is Cain wasted his time. Cain was doing not what God told him to do, not doing it the way God told him to do it. But Cain spent his time doing what Cain thought was right, establishing his own righteousness before God, and had not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. Cain spent his time, amen, because in the process of time, you are doing something. It was a situation where a lot of people, they just enjoying time. The way that they're spending time is that they're wasting time. They spend too much time on the wrong things. And they end up wasting their time. Amen. A lot of people just got too much time on their hands. They're not using the time properly. A lot of people just got too much time on their hands. You know what happens when people don't have a lot of time on their hands? They go to talking. That's why cell phones so bad. It's a good thing, but it can promote gossip. Because you ain't got nothing to do. A lot of people don't have a life, so all they do is talk on the phone. Ain't got to do so I can talk. They could be using their time really doing something productive. But a lot of people, that's why a lot of people get into trouble. You know, you got too much time on your hand. You should have been somewhere working. You should have been busy. But when people don't, when their time is not committed, they talk and they go get into trouble. Amen. You find yourself getting into trouble, all kind of trouble. You find yourself, now you're in trouble. You could have been doing something productive. You got to be careful about enjoying time. People can spend too much time entertaining themselves. Amen. Watching the tube. Amen. Watching the feud. Amen. We all like it, don't we? We all enjoy it. But the moment devil is after your time, and the moment one comes off, it's time to play Family Feud. Amen. One go off, it's time to play Family Feud. Look, I am not watching no more of Family Feud. Time is too precious. Some of this stuff I memorized it. And then even when you get through, you can watch it on Facebook. No, I am not playing it on Facebook. Or on the web, or however they want. I've had enough. If you're not careful, you will waste your time instead of investing your time. And time can go by as you watch television. Time can go by with you doing unproductive things. Let me get on out of here. The truth of the matter is that time can be If you're not careful, you can just waste too much time. I'm trying to hurry this up, but if I'm not careful, I'm gonna burn it. Let me back up a little bit. I better slow down here. Amen. Y'all just gonna have to stay for the long haul. Amen. Time is something that is valuable, and we got to be careful. We cannot just waste time. Amen. God is calling us to invest time, not waste time. And therefore, we must engage time. Time is something that you must engage, because time goes by quickly, doesn't it? The Bible says, and in the process of time, time went by. And then it says, in the process of time, it came to pass. What came to pass? Is this just talking about the normal process of time just passed by? Yes, it probably is, but I'm adding more than that. What I'm saying is, what is it? What came to pass? You can make something come to pass by utilizing time. It came to pass. What came to pass? Well, it came to pass. Whatever they did, it came to pass. What Cain was doing came to pass. It came time, and what was he doing? He was wasting time. And it came to pass that it showed up that he had been wasting his time, because his offering was rejected. It was rejected, and Cain was all upset. Well, God let him know that, you know, you would be smiling right now instead of frowning if you had invested your time correctly. Well, you got to realize that you must invest your time. And you got to engage your time. And you got to be careful with your time. That means that you got to be careful about people. You got to be careful about places. You got to be careful about pleasure. You got to be careful about what friends you have. Because if you're messing with people who are not going nowhere and doing anything with their time, they're going to waste yours. Have you noticed that people are wasting their time, so they're going to call you and waste yours too? You know what? We cannot run together. I was talking to a guy, a very important, if I call his name, you would know who he was. And then I said, man, how do you have time? You got all these friends. How do you keep up with so much? He said, well, the friends I got busy too. They ain't just sitting around waiting to talk to me. I'm famous, but yeah, I got famous buddies. I don't fool with nobody that ain't famous. You get somebody that's not famous, they won't worry you to death, because they find their significance in you. They won't do nothing with their own life. But I know, do you know so-and-so, a big name? Yeah, calling him ain't going to make you no better. Ain't going to make you no bigger. Now, you can sit around observing. I don't want to derail this sermon, but you have got to hang around. You got to watch the people you hang around. 1 Corinthians, I told you I didn't feel like preaching, Jack. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, evil communications corrupt good manners. Bad company corrupts your morals. What kind of friends do you have? You got to be careful what friends. You may have some friends you need to let go of. I'm serious. I love them to death. But you have changed, and they still living in the gutter. And I done been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. Now, I'm through it. You better watch the people. You better watch the pleasure you have, whether it's watching TV for extremely amounts of time. You got to put limits on this stuff. I will watch 2 or 3 programs a week. Amen. And that's it. 2 or 3 30-minute programs. Give you an hour and a half. That's it. The Bible says just pleasuring yourself, enjoying, just like Cain. You're just enjoying life. You're not really making a difference. You're just enjoying life. Now, Moses chose, rather, Hebrews 11:25, to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Sin is pleasurable. If you're not careful, you'll waste your time in a lot of pleasure And you got to watch the places that you hang out at. Amen. What are the places you frequent? You frequently at this place. You're frequently at that place. What is that place doing for you? Amen. Luke 21:34 said, don't get overcharged with surfeiting or parties and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that they catch you and come upon you unaware. Well, the fact of the matter is that we've got to be careful about wasting our time. The Bible even tells the church that we ought to be redeeming the time. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time for the days of evil. We can't let time just be unaccountable. We got to recognize that we need to be doing something, and it's something that, now, we got to engage time. What am I talking about? I'm talking about you got to engage time. That means that you have got to get connected to time. It's to cause someone or something to become involved in. It's to be involved. To time, what I'm talking about is time moves, doesn't it? It moves around, around, around. But what you got to do is that you have got to engage yourself with time. You have got to connect to time. And you got to hold on to that hand. And it, as it goes around, you can't just let it go around. You up there looking, watching the clock. You got to go grab the hand and hold the hand and go around with it. And what am I saying is, you've got to get engaged, because time goes by fast. Amen. How do you get engaged? You get engaged by signing something. You get engaged with time sentiment documents. You get engaged by scheduling something. You get engaged by going to school. You get engaged by doing things by which time, when it goes by, will bring you to some type of place of fulfillment.